The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Tonight, we have gathered to remember the holy events which took place so long ago. For many generations, people of faith have come together to hear the stories and ponder the wonder of this night. When the divine Word became flesh and dwelt among us, as we just heard from John. During Advent and Christmas, we turn our hearts and minds toward contemplating the miracle, this paradox, God leaving heaven to become fully human in Jesus Christ. We also contemplate the promise that the life and even death of Jesus was not the end, but a new beginning. Near the beginning of Advent, we turn our altar around and turn it into a creche. And when we look at it, we see a whole variety of animals and the other witnesses to God's entrance into our world. And the beautiful thing about having it during Advent is that the focus is on the witnesses and Jesus' earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, because the baby was not yet placed in there. In this Advent, I found myself thinking more about Mary and Joseph, especially given many of the Advent reading this year that invite us to do just that. Both of them opened their hearts and their minds to the will of God. In allowing God to work through them, they faced challenges and even dangers. As we heard in our first reading tonight, Mary was a teenage girl, betrothed to wed Joseph, but she still lived in the house of her parents. Life was moving along as it would for any young girl of her time, but then that shocking message comes that she was to be part of God's plan for salvation. She was to bear a holy child, the Messiah, the Savior of this world. Her involvement in that plan would take her down a perilous and ultimately an emotionally painful path. I think of Mary, so very young, so powerless, so vulnerable. But she opens herself to God's future anyway. Joseph, too, faced critical decisions. We heard last Sunday that when Joseph discovered that Mary was with child, he was just planning to break off the betrothal. Joseph, hardworking, responsible, he intended to break the engagement quietly and not make a public fuss of things. But then he too finds out that he is being called to be part of God's astonishing plan for salvation. And like Mary, Joseph opens himself to God's future. But of course, being open and being part of God's plan was not the end of the story for them. It was only the beginning, and for us as well. Many more challenges followed, and some of them rather quickly. The order comes from Rome for a census, and now Mary, very young and very pregnant, must travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem with Joseph. And of course, we know that story. There was no room and any housing, and they ended up in a barn. And then the baby comes. What was born that night was born through the openness of Mary and Joseph to trust God and be part of a plan bigger than they could ever have dreamt themselves. The enormity of God entering our world that night as a fragile baby wouldn't really become known for many years. Mary and Joseph's decision to align their lives with God's will would not reveal its outcome for a long time. What was required of them, but what was also a gift to them from God, was faith. Faith that God had a plan. God had a good plan. Faith that God was going to work through them. And as we ponder these stories and images and words from God, we ask, what goodness can be born in us? God is at work in our world today, every bit as much now as in the days of Mary and Joseph and before. God works through the people who become holy servants. And these are not just the people who were written in the Bible, not just the saints we've heard about or read about, but God has the ability to work through ordinary people, like all of us in this room tonight. As we think about allowing Christ to guide our lives and allowing God to work through us, I hope that we can try and let go of some of those outcomes that we dream up and desire, and allow God to bring forth a new thing. We all have an idea of how life should unfold. We have goals that we aim for. But sometimes, with that as the central focus, I think we can lose our peripheral vision. I know that I certainly have. We can become so focused on the future that we dream up and try to build that we miss God's words in our lives. And miss that there may be an even greater plan that we are too finite to imagine ourselves. Mary and Joseph had notions of how their future together would play out, but God stepped in and invited them into a new future. They were open to receiving this new thing. We also need to believe that God's plan involves a purpose and grace beyond our dreams. There are times when the way of God's plan looked quite scary to Mary and Joseph. The trek to Bethlehem, the frantic search for a safe place to give birth, the escape from Herod when Jesus was still a baby. I can imagine that step after step, it felt pretty daunting at times. But they clung to the promises of God. Something new was about to be born, and indeed it was. We are also asked to reflect on the unfolding processes. From Luke, we're told Mary pondered these things in her heart. From John, we hear his reflections on who Christ is, the living Word of God, present since the beginning of time, present until the end of time, a light shining in the darkness to provide faith and hope in the knowledge that God is always with us. God is with us with promises that unfold in this world each day. As we ponder, as we take the time, especially on this holy night, and also throughout all of our days, as we reflect on all that we have heard and all that has occurred, I pray we will recognize the handiwork of God. See how God has been actively involved at the critical junctures along the way, how God has even been present in the minutiae of our daily lives, holding us up. I also pray on this Christmas Eve that we take heart that in God, new things are still unfolding. 2,000 years ago, God worked a new thing through Joseph and Mary to bring justice, love, redemption, and the divine light into this world. May God be working a new thing in all of us, and may the grace and peace of God be born in us today and every day.